Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to be from James 4, starting in verse 1, and we'll read through verse 3. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. I recently listened to a brief podcast episode talking about what this passage is talking about, a root sin that leads to other sins in our lives. It is just the natural outflowing of this sin being present leads to other sinful behaviors. And what is that sin? It is covetousness. To covet, according to the Oxford Dictionary, says a yearn to possess or have something. Covetousness, another definition I found, is an intense, inordinate, or excessive desire to possess wealth, possessions, or objects that belong to someone else. Now, this is one of the top 10 list in scriptures. This is in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife or thy neighbor's donkey, depending on what passage or translation you're reading. You shall not covet. And I think I always, in my mind, thought of coveting as looking at a specific person's possession and wanting what they have. But through listening to this podcast and doing some reading, I think it might be more true that we desire to have, well, really anything. Something that we know other people do in fact possess and we do not, and we think that it is going to make us happy. Covetousness, at its root, is a feeling that we deserve something different from God than what we are getting. So what does that lead to? Well, in James 4, it leads to arguing. Leads to quarrels. It leads to fights. Why? Because there's something in us that feel like we're getting the raw end of the deal. We're getting the short end of the stick. We should be getting treated differently. We should have something that we don't have. And so we take out that frustration and disappointment on other people. It leads to terrible attitudes. It leads to discontentedness, which leads to fighting, which leads to broken relationships. And all of this was led to because we believe that we should be receiving something different from God than what He is giving us. Let's look at an example. There are millions of books and movies and TV shows around the idea that what is missing in your life is a romantic encounter. And there are lots of love story movies, and very few of them does the story go past the relationship starting. Lots of things where people decide we're going to be together. And so maybe there's a marriage. Maybe there's we're moving in together. Maybe there's a I'm rejecting this guy to be with you. Yay, credits roll. Very rarely do we see that same couple 20 years later with three or four kids in the house, bills to pay, problems to work through. Why? Because that would dispel the myth that what's really going to make you happy is a romantic relationship. It reminds me of the passage in Romans 7, talks about the law. Romans 7, starting in verse 7, says, "What then shall we say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet," there it is again, "if the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.' But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness." Society everywhere is putting things on billboards and in advertisements and on our phones that it's trying to convince us is the thing that is going to make us happy. Other people have this, and you should too. And maybe we don't have the opportunity or the money or just unable to acquire these things. And so therefore we say, if only I had that, I would be really happy. This is the kind of thing that leads to fights and quarreling. What is the biblical solution? What is God's solution to fighting our covetousness? Because it can often be quite unhelpful to simply say, well, stop doing it. Does God give us a solution? And I would argue that He does. Here's a solution passage. We're going to go to Psalm 16, and we're going to pick it up in verse 5 and read to the end. "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord, who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The psalmist here recognizes God's provision in his life. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. It means you hand me the situation that I find myself in. The very next verse, the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. It's talking about property lines. This is talking about, you know, an inheritance, which is literally land. But we look at our own lives and say, where have the lines fallen for me? Maybe they are different property lines than I would have chosen for myself. Maybe the circumstances I find myself in are different than what I would have written if I was writing the story of my life. But do we trust the author more than we trust our own assessment of the situation? Do we believe that he's working all things for our good, including the situations that we find ourselves in? When we do what Philippians 4 tells us, to rejoice in the Lord, which is really an echo of what's going on here in Psalm 16, we recognize that in your presence, God, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Well, I choose to be content with the lines that God has given me, trusting that he knows what's best, or will I decide that I know better than God and covet another's property lines, covet someone else's situation in life? The path to peace and joy in this life is recognizing that what God brings us is good, is part of his good plan. And we can choose gratitude and joy, which is the antidote to covetousness, fights, and quarrels. Lord, we thank you for the truth and wisdom of your word. Help us to apply it to our own situations. I can think of things that I think, if only I had that, I would be happy. And then what happens when I get these things? Well, I'm just as discontented as I was before. You are the only thing that satisfies. So help us to stop finding other things that we think will make us feel whole, will make us feel complete. Remind us that the lines have fallen for us in excellent places, wherever they may be, that we may recognize in your presence is fullness of joy, that we may set you before us all the time through prayer, through your word, through fellowship with you and other believers. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.